Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on March the 7th.
Good Monday morning to you.
That's right. Yeah, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're chatting and we're streaming, and they're already on. They're already on the chat room.
Well, you know, a lot's happened over the weekends, and don't we really want it? Well, first of all, let's throw it to Bob.
Hey, that's
good morning. How you doing there, Bad Bob? What'd you do this weekend?
Well, let me count the ways. We had a great show down at BNT Satellite. Then we went down to the RV show with the Coast Guard Auxiliary and enjoyed the show down there. A lot of good exhibits, and people still want to have some fun.
Were you down there? What day were you down there?
I was down there late Saturday and late Sunday.
Okay. All right.
And I might say, for those coming into town, a delightful sight as Shasta Bali was lit up, all the snow and the sun, first rays of the sun hitting. It was like, I'm so glad I live here.
Well, you know what? We are glad we live here. And speaking of being glad, here she is.
Good morning. And, Bob, my microphone sounded a little strange this morning. I don't know. Everybody, you guys are sounding like you're right on.
Wait a minute. Turn around, Bob, and look. Are we all on the right microphones?
we are indeed.
Okay, just one
more. Well,
sure.
Let's start off with, okay, there's so much going on, obviously. We can turn on the news and watch the news and the ticker tapes and go through the Internet. But let's talk about what really happened. Let's start off on Monday morning with the positive, the stuff that we can put in our good junk that went on this weekend, starting with your Verizon experience with your phone.
Okay, I do not plug phone companies usually, but I had my phone, one of these, one you can get into the, can get into the web and all this. I had it for 1 year and 12 days, and the front screen goes out. Now, I have insurance, but as I took it to the first place, they said, yeah, okay, but it's going to cost you $50 to once you take it over to the main store. So I did. I went over to the main Verizon store, met a young man named Peter that works there, and then the store manager, and they completely fixed the phone, replaced the phone for free.
And this all
didn't cost me anything. They were really polite. It took a little while to do it because they had to download everything off my off one phone into the other, and gave me. You know, I ended up buying a little one of those little memory chips to stick in there.
The SIM card, yeah,
little SIM card.
But this all transpired within a matter of the frustration of it, but actually taking the phone to the original place that we bought it, which is great. We always recommend buy local, and we bought local, but they took care of us.
Right, and then they did. So, you know, I don't understand their bills. I think their billing system sucks, but the people they have working are pretty good. So here's a little ring out.
Transpired, and with a matter of 2 hours, you had a new phone, you were taken care of.
Yeah, Verizon.
They gave you customer service,
right.
And that's all we just asked. Okay, we know it's expensive. Sometimes we can't help the way things turn out to be electronically or whatever they are. We'll go down. We'll be talking about that stuff later. But just give us customer service. Make us feel appreciated. The next thing that happened on Saturday, we had a full day. We went out to, of course, the Boat and RV show, and we were asked to be the judges for the Dutch Oven
cook-off.
Started at a little after 2. And
Linda and I and Ron Largent.
That's right.
Yeah,
and after there were 14 entries, which means 14 entries times 3. Each entry?
42 meals were put in front of us. 42 meals from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
And you have to just put them on a paper plate. You get a spoonful or a forkful.
Whatever
you
want.
And then you have to judge its consistency. Is it dry? Is it not dry? Did all the tastes go together? Presentation. And there's a point system. And so each person, they've spent hours there cooking on their coals in their Dutch ovens.
This is not a stew. This is not like a soup you put into like a slow cooker. We're talking lasagna. We're talking
rolled pork,
chicken and dumplings. Stuffed pork,
Asian
bread,
chicken.
You know, spinach, broccoli, bread, cheese, onion, bread.
Everything was gourmet.
The gents from that had the double layer lemon cake.
Done in a Dutch oven.
Well, you
and
put it
rolled
into two
chocolate
Dutch
cake that was unbelievable.
There wasn't one bad There wasn't a bad meal there. And then you have to judge this. It was not easy.
No, it wasn't easy. And by about the 10th meal, we thought, okay, this is ridiculous. And tonight we have to change. We have to rush back home and change into costumes because Carl arrived at the... I don't know if you've seen it across the internet yet. We're going to post it. Carl was Austin Powers with the Fembots.
I heard about this.
Left bot, right bot, Dr. Evil, Mrs. McKenzie, and Foxy were at our table. And we won costume of the night. So, thank you, Chameleon Costumes. Carl walked around with his teeth and said, groove it, baby.
I am sorry I missed that.
The
things I do for love. We've got to take a break here. You know, the Fembots had these LED lights in strategic places, so it looked like they were shooting just like from the movie.
It was great in the dark.
We had a lot of people. You know, we had a lot of politicians rolling in there.
Yeah.
Carlin and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Hey, we got Enjoy Magazine on with us today. We got Rob Burrows. We got a lot of things to talk about. Join us after these messages.
60, you beautiful people of the North State. Bye bye. 7:14 in the morning. It's currently 43 degrees. We are going to have a high today of 59. I'm trying to get in beat with that. 30% chance of showers tonight. 70% chance of showers with a low of 41. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Tonight, our Friday night, Rick Hill. We'll be out in Anselmo, so make reservations. See you out there.
Okay, you know, let's talk about the, it's gas. Oil keeps going up, went up, I think it was like 8% in a week. The average is like 3 across the United States, almost like 350.
351, something like
351 that. 351 a gallon. 350, it's over 4 for a premium. Economic advisors to the Federal Reserve are saying that, well, you know, it's just a blip. We're just going to keep printing money.
Yeah.
Just keep that up and continue to watch our deficit roll. Here's my question, my friends. We are in trouble. This is not the first time we've been troubled with gas. Remember, like 2 years ago, a lot of people couldn't even ride their scoots to Sturgis because the cost of gas was over $4 a gallon. Back in the 70s. We had these problems. Why are our elected representatives sticking it to us? Why are our elected representatives not going out? And I'm talking to President Obama. You are failing miserably on this. You have not done anything to solve this oil crisis. I don't care if he's done one thing. And we have a lot of people that listen to this that may not exactly agree with everything I say, and I can understand that sometimes. Tell us what he's done to solve this oil crisis. Has there been one charter been issued to drill? Well, there has been. One, my friends, one. We have millions of barrels of oil that we can get to. We choose not to. We choose to send billions and billions of dollars to our enemy. We choose to send billions and billions of dollars to our enemies in a non-stable environment. Look at the Middle East right now. You think that's stable? What do you think is going to happen at the end of this? We should be drilling right now. We should be doing our research for the oil shale right now. What makes the coast of California and the East Coast any different from when we are going to need this oil? They've proven that they can do it safely. Yes, there was a terrible disaster that could have been addressed right away, but of course we didn't do that either. Obama's Katrina. We've got oil, but we don't have to do it off the coast if you don't want to. We've got it in Alaska. We've got it in Oklahoma. We have it in Wyoming. It's there. It's there. Why aren't we doing something about it? Okay, let's take it to the next step. Why aren't we getting serious about nuclear power? The Europeans, and especially the French, are using it all the time. They get almost 90% of their power from nuclear energy. Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we, they say, well, it'll take 10 years. Well, guess what? If we had started 10 years ago or 20 years ago, we could have had it. Instead, our last plants were built 30 years ago. I hold this administration responsible for this. And then there was a great article in the Record Searchlight. Yes, yes, I know. There was a great article in the Record Searchlight saying that, why is it that every time something is tried to be done, like with the dams and energy, there's environmentalists suing. Why is there with biomass, environmentalists are suing? What's going on? Are you starting to see something like a pattern here? Anytime we're trying to make energy, something from, away from oil, we're being sued. Okay, here goes another string of thought. And now we're killing owls, shooting owls out of the air because they're killing, because the owls are coming down naturally into the spotted owl territory. So I tell you what, let's just kill those barred owls.
Yeah, because the timber industry, of course, ruined the spotted owl and their anyway. So allegedly. That was, of course, if the front page news this weekend.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, let's wipe out those wolves in Wyoming and Yellowstone, because guess what? They're transplanted. They're not natural to the area. Those are Canadian wolves. I guess everybody knew that, though. Anyway, the oil is just, I mean, we could have done something about the oil. The price of gas is going up. It's going to have an impact on the economy. It can't do anything but have an impact on the economy. And I don't see our president and our leaders doing anything about it. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got a couple other things we want to talk about.
I want to talk about letters from the principal.
We can do that. All right, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Enjoy Magazine's coming up here with us in a few minutes. And then Rob Burrows, we're going to be talking Heritage Museums. We're going to be talking about, hey, how about that scorecard for the North State? And what about Silas Lyons, editor of the Record Searchlight, going, okay, I capitulate. Mallard Fillmore is back where Mallard belongs.
Carl Lindebaugh. It's Monday morning, 43 degrees, guys, 7:23, 7th of March. Wow, it's flying by. We wanted to share with you a story that happened over the weekend. You know, it's Monday morning, you start to think about, wow, okay, how are we going to embrace the day? Well, over the weekend I heard a really positive story that I want to share with you quickly. Is a woman I was talking to, and her husband talked about how they got this letter in the mail from the principal of the school where their kids attend. And it was a form letter. However, the form letter individualized their child's name. So both of her children, I think they're 9 and 5, each got a letter, of course, addressed to the parents in reference to their child and signed by the principal about how wonderful their kids have been in their academic achievement, their citizenship in school, being a wonderful, of course, classmate, and thank you so much for being a good parent, and your children are doing well. So I really commend the positive reinforcement, because I was asking her, well, you know, how much do you, you know, what do you guys do? She says, we work a lot. We really work hard with our kids daily. And I just really believe that that goes back to the old adage that what comes around goes around. And I think that when you really put, you know, like the home, not the homeschooling mentality, but when you get home, the kids, I mean, there you go. It's a great story. Love to hear that.
It is, you know, when things happen like that, and it's positive. Front page, and this is kind of larger news. We Reading appears to have finished last in this overall indicator of economics here. The Chico State Center for Economic Development did a tri-county area, that's Butte, Tehama, and Glenn County, did a study to see where they stood with the rest of the state. And the part about it is that the Reading finished on an average last. Our Reading economy was last. Now, some people will say how could you, you know, of course. Well, you know, I don't think of course, because we've had some other things going on here that have been better. But if you look at all the economic indicators, if the U.S. average is 100, of course, then the Sacramento is 101, Reno is 107, Reading's down to 83. Human capital, though, if the average, of course, U.S. average is 100, we're at 90.1 above many other areas. Entrepreneurship, Now, that's a region with that scores indicates with high entrepreneurship indicates an area that is conducive to business startups, expansions, relocations, and business owners in general. Now, I would say, you know, I was a little bit surprised by this because if you look at the U.S. average of being 100, Redding's at 104. Yuba City's at 112. Fresno's 108. We're above Sacramento, which is under the U.S. average at 99.7. Innovation, we're kind of like down there in the renovation or innovation spot. That's a region with a high score in this. Is likely to have more business innovation, business startups, and business expansions than the national average of 100. And if national average is 100, we're at 59.4. Now, quality of place. Both business owners and highly educated workers with specialized knowledge and skills have great flexibility where they choose to live and work. And, in the, of course, the average being at 100, Sacramento's at 98. We're at 93.7. Now, people say, wait a minute. This is, how can people do that? You know, we don't have an educated population. Well, we do. Our people finishing high school and going off to college is a good number. The question is how many of them come back from college, back to the Redding area to live? And there's a number of great young people out here and, you know, and these groups that are starting up, these entrepreneur groups in their 30s that have proven that. The thing, too, is our final score was a 87. Out of, you know, if the average is 100, we came in at an 87. So, I think that there's, you know, on LaSalle's from, Mark LaSalle's from Economic Development Corporation, who heads that up, is, you know, he says, look, we've had our problems, but we were kind of almost turning the corner on some of these. And maybe we have. But I am not discouraged about this. Because I think that, you know, starting with Stillwater and a few other things, we're going to keep moving on. Okay, let's go to Kay. Hey, Kay, good morning.
Hi, Carl and Linda. I was just wondering, I'm glad you brought up that article. MSA? What does MSA stand for? There's nothing in the article that explains that.
And where did you see that at?
Well, it's
what's
the
context?
Score.
I'm
MSA
sorry, yep.
Scored.
Oh, Sacramento MSA scored the highest of 6.
Metropolitan Service Area.
Yeah, it could be metropolitan. Something about the metropolitan area. It might be in the, you know, it might be just
metropolitan score area.
Yeah, metropolitan service area. Who knows? It's something like that, I would think. But we'll look
because
it up.
Because technically, when you something's like that, they should. It's supposed to be written out first with the MSA. So that you know what it is, and then if it's used MSA,
yeah,
then
that's
you
the way
to read the AP style book.
Yeah, that would make sense because then we don't have to try and figure it out. Hey, we only got 30 seconds, Kate.
Okay,
all right.
Thanks, bye.
Oh, no, thanks
Always
for calling.
Always thanks for calling, Kate.
Yeah, Kate, thanks for calling. That's a good question. I think that's probably your close there, Bob. Hey, when we come back, we got Enjoy Magazine. We're coming back after that. We're going to be rolling in with Rob Burrows after in our next hour. So join us after the news. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:35 in the morning, March the 7th. Looks pretty good right now out there, but I think it's going to get a little bit colder and damper as we go on today. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, or jump into the chat room and chat with us at KCNR1460.com. Joined, of course, today by my fembot, Linda.
It might be going around the internet, pictures of Austin Powers and his girls. We all had a fabulous time. Well, speaking of a fabulous time and all things that are great, we are thrilled to have Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta here with us today. Welcome to the program. And they are the editor and, well, do you keep the same titles?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, you guys do everything. The cook, bottle, dishwasher, and creator of and in charge of Enjoy Magazine, our favorite read in the North State. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Don't
worry. We don't remember what our titles are either. Yeah. So, because when you were asking, we think, yeah, they're the same, but I really, at this very moment, couldn't tell you even what I'm doing.
Well, isn't that fabulous? Because you're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always improving. And so when one will pick up the Enjoy Monthly magazine, mm-hmm. they are always pleasantly surprised. And I will speak for the millions that read it, that are pleasantly surprised with stuff that's going on here in the North State that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. let's just kick it off.
Well, good.
What's happening now?
Well, James, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Oh, I can start. We'll just start kind of at the beginning. This month's cover is kind of a little bit of a different cover for us, too, but we really obviously enjoy it, and it is kind of refreshing and relaxing, so you can't miss it. It's lots of green and a beautiful young woman listening to her music. So
yeah. And very spring.
And this issue has a lot of music stories in it, too.
Yeah.
So
there's always a little tie-in. You just kind of got to look for it. But anyway, one of the great articles that we have this month is something that's new and unique, and it's the first annual Slide, Ride, Run, and Glide contest or event up in Mount Shasta. And it benefits Ramey Vista and the Shasta Disabled Sports USA organizations, which are for young kids in Northern California. It's like an extreme sport kind of in a way contest, but what's unique about it is it happens in spring, so it's kind of that time period when it's still, you know, it's warmer in the day and cooler at night. It's that transition between from winter into spring, summer. And what they're doing is, and what's unique about it is that, you're going to be able to do, what does it say here? The contestants will ski, then they'll cycle, run, and then kayak or canoe. So what they've done is it's not unique in the sport, but what they've done is they've added a winter sport. So that's what makes it unique, is that you actually are going from skiing from the mountain snow all the way to the water and everything in between.
Which is perfect because it's very indicative of the area mm-hmm. with so many kayakers here mm-hmm. on the lakes, especially yep. Whiskey Town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a great event, and we encourage people, if you are an athlete and
or not,
yeah. yeah. I mean, I think, you know, you could do, you know, challenge yourself, do whatever you want.
Sign up with your family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it goes to benefit great causes.
You almost like a team race.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do different things.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to read the article, and it gives you some contact information about how you can participate. And it is scheduled for April 17th.
Okay. And children 10 and under, they have activities for them as well. They'll have some contests for them. So if they can't do the big race, then they can be in the under 10 contest.
So mm-hmm. Slide, Ride, Run, and Glide, and that is a featured article in mm-hmm. Enjoy Magazine this month.
It's the very first article in
and
this issue.
What else do we have? Before we take a break, let's go into another highlight.
Another story we have, this is an event that's coming up too in April, on the 2nd of April. The Right Sound in Pilgrim Congregational Church is going to have a new music series. And the first one will be on the 2nd, and Joe Catania is going to be singing along with Bruce Kalin and Mackenzie from Crown Camera and Mackenzie Hughes. And let's see.
So that's I've been hearing about this music
yeah.
the festival, and it's the Pilgrim.
I believe we're going to have Joe on later on this
yeah,
month.
Yeah, we're having Joe on, and
oh, good,
and
good.
I think the gal who is
the pastor
Anne. There.
Uh-huh. Anne.
How wonderful to be able to take this Frank Lloyd Wright piece of work that a lot of people don't even know about here. I mean, people do know, but they're not familiar. Did you know that they have to walk inside and see how fabulous? And they also do the Madrigal Singers
yes.
there.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up, and that's going to be a wonderful music series. We love all the music, the musicians that are starting to,
yeah,
you know, come up and come out. And
well, I guess the church has incredible acoustics, the way it's designed, so mm-hmm. it's great, and that's why you see a lot of performances done there besides just it being a church.
Right.
And like you said, the Madrigals, I grew up with friends that were in it, and it's magical.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to have to take a break. We're going to come back after these breaks here on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl in the Body. This portion of the show is brought to you by Lumberjacks, 501 East Cypress. And if you are fortunate enough to be 55 or older, you get a senior's lunch. That's right, seniors, two for $12, and these lunches are great. Anything from pot roast to roasted turkey dinner, fish, even stuffed
liver, or I'm sorry, sauteed liver and onions.
Ooh, yum.
There you go, you know, but all that. Hey, that's at Lumberjacks. It's a local restaurant. They give you great service, friendly people. And they're right down there on 501 East Cypress. You don't like liver? Oh, okay. That was a concern.
I like your liver, and that's about it.
Okay.
Currently 41 degrees here on KCNR 1460. Hey, happy March 7th, 7:44 in the morning, and our special guests this morning are James Mazzotta, Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine, talking about what's going on in the March issue. It's all spring. What else do we have?
Well, one of the things I wanted to just talk about real quick, it's a little bit of a plug, but I think it's important. And that is, and we may have talked about it briefly in the past, we recently launched this year, we'll be doing it as an annual thing, is the Enjoy the Savings Card. And what it is, it's a very professional book, and inside of it is like a credit card that's adhered to one of the pages that you take off and carry in your wallet. And in this book is a guide to over or around 140 businesses in the North State that participated with this. And it's kind of like what you would, you know, buy from kids and programs, coupon books, but it's made a lot easier. You can access the website to find where you need to go through your, you know, your iPhone or your Android phone, and you have the card with you at all times, so it's much easier. You're not carrying around a book. But you get discounts, and a lot of them are your first visit is a buy one, get one free, or it's a substantial discount or half off. And that's your first time visit. And then after that, the card is good for the rest of the calendar year, and you get percentages off. Now, the whole book is just $20. But the nice thing about it is that we've been able to work out a way that you can use it as a fundraiser for whatever event you're doing. And you will make $10 a book. So, you know, my son just did something for his school to fundraise, and it was selling candy. And when I realized after talking with the school staff that they were only making $2 a box, I thought, gosh, you know, you have to sell a lot of material before you can actually raise substantial monies to support whatever it is you're doing. And so this was one of the things that we decided to do here in the North State to be able to have some substantial fundraising. So I encourage anybody out there that knows an organization here in Northern California that is looking to do fundraising to contact us at our office. And these are ready to go, and they're a great way for them to get something that's you know, usable in somebody's hands, where if you're going to actually buy something, it's going to give back. I mean,
and it's also supporting not just the fundraiser for the specific organization,
but the businesses
mm-hmm. in the North State. And that's what we're all about here, is like, let's try to shop local and stay local.
Mm-hmm.
And it pays for itself after you use it once or twice too. So
yeah.
And how much are the books?
$20. And 10 can go to your
wow.
nonprofit or your event or whatever.
That's
it is.
That's a real good deal.
Yep.
And buy one, get one. Like, a lot of them are buy one, get your second entree half off, or
yep.
buy one lunch, get the second one for free, stuff like that.
Even like, who is it just right next to us? Is it Elegant Soul?
Yes.
Yeah. Hers is buy one pair of shoes, get the second pair half off.
Love it. Val is great.
You know.
Well, you had to share that one with mine.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I was looking at
it.
And then C.R. Gibbs, you buy one Sunday brunch, you get one free.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So that's what you get when you come for your first visit. So it's, you know, you get a real deal to come encourage you. And then after that, you would be able to use the card. You're actually going to get a percentage off every time you visit through the 2011 calendar year.
Okay, so we're pushing
great.
The Enjoy in the store. You can go get this entertainment book, which is all local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
The book's $20, and you can put that $10 towards your favorite charity. So if you're needing to raise funds, and we're going to be seeing you about something that's coming up
sure.
here, too, that we're going to need to do fundraiser for,
mm-hmm.
and we're
so
going to see you about that. Yeah.
Trying to just let people know, as if you
well,
do
we'll,
part of an
we'll
organization.
Keep talking about this
yeah,
thing.
If you're part yeah. of an organization and you want something to use, come see us, because they're yeah. ready, and we can do it.
Okay, now for our next one, hit it, Bob. Well, try to hit it. Okay?
It's locked up.
One, two, three.
All right, so what do you think, Carl? What's the next one?
Well, I was going to do the sock hop, and we had music lined
oh,
up
okay.
here that it was
well, let's talk
playing.
About it
That's
when it
okay.
comes in. It comes in. Go ahead.
Saturday, this coming Saturday on March 12th, is the 1950-style sock hop, which will be at the atrium.
There we go.
There we go.
Come on, Linda. I'm going to spin you and throw you between my legs.
Can you do that? Can you do that?
No.
Oh, I love that. You can throw me around. I love it. I don't think I'm as flexible as I used to be, but, you know, I know I can slide between your legs. So Saturday night, Sock
Hop.
Yeah,
it's going to be a Sock Hop and Ice Cream Social, and they're looking for people to make ice cream, and if you are the winner, then your ice cream will be the featured flavor of the month at Leatherby's.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
There's going to be dancing, and there's going to be Happy Days, which is a play that's coming up the following weekend on the 17th.
Have a lot of friends in that show.
Yeah, and I'm the front of house manager for that show.
Ooh.
So it's really, really good. So anyway, the tickets are only $5. Kids under 10 get in free. And you can get the tickets at Leatherby's, Keller Williams, or online at enjoymagazine.net.
Okay, that's the Sock Hop Saturday night. It's at Leatherby's.
Mm-hmm. No, it's at the Atrium.
Oh, it's
right,
at the Atrium.
Right,
huh?
Behind Leatherby's. Okay.
And there's going to be lots of different people there. There's going to be face painting. It's going to be, and it's a fundraiser for the Shasta Family Justice Center.
Absolutely. And you've been seeing these pictures all over the place. It's going to be a blast.
So if you think you make a mean ice cream, homemade ice cream, then you need to come in and you need to submit it, and then they're going to have a contest. And if it's picked, you become the flavor of the month.
Mm-hmm. Fun. That's a nice little twist.
Yeah, I like
that. Okay, so that's Saturday night. This is what we love about the issues, because it not only highlights art and music, festivals, festivities, and also what's going on in your store. But we'll get to that in a moment. We've got to take a break. We're going to be right back. You're with the Enjoy Magazine folks, Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta at KCNR 1460.
KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:53 in the morning on March the 7th. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. The girls know how to fix it. They know how to bring out the exquisite flavor in their special gourmet beans there. They also have the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and they have a place that you can just go down, sit, and listen, and read there in a special room. Our guest, Enjoy Magazine.
Hello.
James Mazzotta, Rhonda Ball, welcome back to the program. We're talking about what is in the March issue, the fly-off. Forget about it. You think that, you know, where can we get copies? How are we going to rectify the situation if somebody's listening and go, I really want to, wow, it sounds so interesting. I've not really gotten into it. I need to get into it. What do they do? Can they come to Enjoy Store? Do you have some at the Enjoy
Store?
We have
some, yeah.
Good. You need to go to the Enjoy Store. We've got friends coming into town this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But before we go to the Enjoy Store, something that's in the Enjoy Store is a wonderful backstory of somebody who founded a business and it's gone international.
Yeah. One of the stories in this month's issue, the headline is "Aw Nuts," which I love because it's very apropos. This is a story about a company out of Chico called Maisie Jane's. A lot of people are very familiar with it. It's a beautiful product line. It's very big now as far as the assortment, but it's originally it was nut-based, and this was a young girl in Chico in high school. I think she was 16, and she actually, I think, was part of 4-H and did animals, but then her family also had a farm and some nuts, and her mother used to roast almonds that she was very passionate about, and so this young girl at 16 decided to use some of the nuts from her family's farm as an FFA project. And she just got very passionate about doing the roasting of different nuts and brands, and then proceeded to get a letter from the, or started to sell them, and got a letter from the county letting her know that she was doing it all wrong. And so she had to embark on getting a commercial kitchen, and she did this in after hours, even as a high schooler, early mornings, late nights. And
this girl has chutzpah.
Yes, she does. And, you know, it's a great story about family. She has a beautiful family of her own. So it's rooted in such a great place. Her name is Maisie Jane, and that's what her product is. And it then blossomed into a thriving business, and she has a incredible store, and her product is sold all over. And we're proud at the Enjoy store because she's a local. Girl Makes Good to carry her brand, and we've got probably a rack in this store that's got maybe 15, 18 different flavored nuts, and there's
chocolate-covered almonds.
Chocolate and almond butter and caramel popcorn.
And she started this all when she was 16.
Yes.
Kind of an FFA project.
Yes.
But your store is famous for finding these types of local delicacies and, you know, just great
woodwork
things in there.
Well, and I appreciate that. I'd love to take the credit, but I have to say, even so, in reality, they find us. The store is now, originally we had to do some work because we didn't exist, and we're proud of the work that we did. But now that the word is out, that the store is there and that people can participate, it's one of my favorite things every single day to watch the door open with somebody carrying a bag going, how do you get in the store? And then they dump out onto the counter.
Treasures.
They're treasures, and you're like, you get super excited. It literally is like a little treasure chest every time you
open it. Like the feather earrings my mother and I went in there and bought, had to wear that night. Okay, and then, of course, our salt and pepper shakers that are hand-made, mm-hmm. this beautiful wood. And we love to put together baskets.
Which we did and sent to my sister.
Yeah, you guys were a great, great Christmas bunch, and we appreciate your support. And what you guys are talking about is our gift crates. We have handmade wood crates from the Phillips Brother Mill, oldest steam-driven sawmill in the country, builds these beautiful crates for us that you can come in and stuff, put your product in, and we'll wrap it for you, and they make incredible gifts. Put the latest issue of Enjoy in, and it's a really
sister loved it.
Well-rounded.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We've got 2 minutes left. How do we want to close the segment for Enjoy?
I'm just going to talk about the store's feature this month and our What's in Store section. We are featuring Georgia McNeil, and Georgia is a wine cork artist.
Ooh.
And, the article is a lot of fun. She is a spunky woman, and she's got a great sense of humor. And she's just wonderful. But we carry her products, and it's a variety of things from cork boards to heart-shaped wreaths, regular wreaths, beautiful-looking hat boxes that you can do storage in, and cork boards. And I mean, it goes on and on and on. She does amazing things with wine cork. So if you're a wine aficionado and love, everything about wine, this might be a good piece to add to your home. There are hot plates and coasters and wall hangings, all made from cork. And she tries very hard to make them out, each piece out of corks that are not matching, so every cork is unique on each piece. And she travels all over collecting corks, and she gets them from wineries. And, of course, the number one question she always gets is she the one that drinks all the wine to support her art habit? And she said, she tried in the beginning, but, she wouldn't have a liver left if she tried, because she uses, hundreds of thousands of corks in her art. And she travels all over selling them. She has an eBay store, and she does winery events.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on KCNR one more time. And once again, we love Enjoy, the Enjoy store, which is on the corner of Placer in California. The Enjoy March issue. Go to the Enjoy store and get the last few that are left this month. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Rhonda.
You bet.
Thanks.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 on March the 7th. And our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. It's going to be a great week this week. We've got a lot of things going this week.
Currently 43 degrees. The weather today is going to reach to 59. With a 30% chance of showers today. Tonight, we're going into the 70% range with a likely chance of rain with a low of 41. Tuesday night, also a chance of rain. And then we get into, all week it's going to be raining. But that's all right. We'll take it. We need our our lakes to be filled and our lawns to be moist. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. Friday night, Rick Hill will be performing out there. Make your reservations, 474-5546.
It's going to be a great time out there. It's, you know, not only is the food just outstanding, but the service makes you feel like a family out there. Hey, you know, we're really, really, I'm really proud to have Rob Burrows here, who is here from the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. And
Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
That's right, Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. I don't care. I always say it. But before we get to Rob, let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I have to tell you that I do have a very moist lawn this morning. I took the dog out. It's like squish, 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 squish.
Good.
It seems like it's been raining a lot lately. Is it just me, or is it what? Is it we had some, you know what, here's what happens. There's a crack in the top of my trash can, you know, when, you know, that those great big ones that you can carry 800 pounds of garbage in out to the curb. Well, I just found out today is that when it rains real hard, it fills up with water. And then I can't dump it because there's garbage in it. So I just kind of drag that out. But anyway.
So what's going on, Elizabeth? Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Just calling real quick to remind everybody that the Reading Tea Party meets tonight at Bonneview Baptist Church at 6 o'clock. The address is 2570 South Bonneview Road. And tonight we're going to be spending some time in all of our breakout groups. And basically what those are individual project-oriented groups that all of our folks have created on their own because they feel a real need to be productive. And we have everything from local politics to environmental issues to veterans issues to survival and preparedness. So it's really a great time to come out, find something you're interested in, and plug into it. And also a quick plug for our show on Sunday mornings, We the People. Yesterday was great. We had Stephen Greenhut.
Oh yeah,
who wrote a great book about the unions. That was a good show yesterday. So,
it was. I listened to that, and it was a lot of. We talked about it down at the gun show. In fact, a couple people.
Yeah. So anyway, just a quick reminder to everybody to come on out and visit.
Well, it's a tell us one more time when and where.
6 o'clock, Bonneview Baptist Church, and that is at 2570 South Bonneview Road, and that's like across the street, catty corner from the Wind River Mini Mart.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks so much, Elizabeth.
You got a great day.
All right, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, our guest?
Rob Burrows.
Good morning.
Senior Chief Rob Burrows heads up the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
There we go. Let's say it one more time. Northern California Veterans and Heritage.
Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Why are we always backwards on that, Rob? I mean, what is that? Tell us the correct title, please.
Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Okay, that's it. It's the Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
That's correct.
And we know that we drove by there the other day, and we saw the wonderful sign out in front off of Airport Road. And you have an event that we want to discuss. We want to talk about what's happening in the museum, what's going on in the museum. We've got to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the Boondocker Ball, the fundraiser. We want to get the word out there for what this fabulous event that's coming up April 2nd.
Absolutely.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Great.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's 8:13 in the morning. Our guest is Senior Chief. You've been promoted?
Not yet. I'm up for Master Chief next month.
Senior Chief Rob Burrows, who is also the driving force, the founder, the CEO. He also cleans up afterwards, but everything, just like everybody does in a business you're getting off the ground for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Good morning.
Sound of applause there.
There you go.
There, we got it right. Okay, welcome aboard there.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Okay, tell us where we're at with the museum.
Well, right now we're just coming up on being open to the public for 4 months. In May, we'll have been a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 and IRS tax exemption for 3 years. So we're 3 years along, 4 months open to the public. We've had a little over 3,000 visitors come through our front doors so far in a four-month period. And we're just now starting to get the local schools to be able to bring classes in. We've had about four or five different schools bring school kids in, from 20 to about 50 kids in each group. And it's just been a fantastic opportunity for us to be able to bring these kids in and show them our American history, our American military history, from the Revolutionary War to this, where we are right now with our war in Afghanistan and still in Iraq. And for the kids to be able to come in, and we have a 1841 Napoleon cannon full scale that's in there. It's affectionately named Charlotte. And the kids come in, they can touch the cannon, they can look at the large oak wheels and touch the spokes, and they're just, their eyes just get so big when they can come in and see an actual piece of our history and what took place. And then we have the Eagle display from Steve Trammell out of Anderson, his parade piece that he had built, and a true labor of love. And we have that in the museum. The kids just love to stand underneath the eagles and look at the eagles and to be able to touch those bronze statues. And it's just such a beautiful touch to what we have to offer for our community in memory of our veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things I'm impressed by every time I see it is that photo of Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yes.
From the Japanese airplane that was lining up to attack.
Absolutely.
And it has all of the aircraft carriers lined up. It's got all the battleships lined up, not aircraft carriers. The battleships lined up, the destroyers, and this was taken from the cockpit, I guess.
It was.
Of a Japanese plane that was getting ready to attack. And you look at it and you just how much the world changed that moment.
It did. Instantaneously, we lost over 3,000 lives that day, civilians, Navy, Marine Corps, Army. And it was a call to our nation to wake up, and our American population woke up, and those men and women stepped forward and served this country. And that's part of what this museum is about, is to remember those men and women who gave their lives. And the World War II veterans set such an example for us in our nation as a whole, but also as our military personnel that step forward and serve today. We still look back to the servitude of the Pearl Harbor survivors and to the Pearl Harbor veterans that lost their lives that day, and to all of the veterans who lost their lives throughout the South Pacific and through the European theaters. Their sacrifice, their dedication to step up to the plate during a time of need for our country allowed us to have the freedoms that we have today. And it's so important for us and our community, through this museum project, to be able to tell that story and to remind our people, our children, how important it is for our military folks that step up and serve our country and not forget about the sacrifices that they continue to make for us.
You know, sometimes people are grateful. I feel that. People are grateful for the military and for the veterans. I think because in many ways it doesn't touch them on a daily basis, touch our community, and it doesn't touch me, it doesn't touch Linda, but you know, we're tuned into it probably in a different way. That I wrote a blog on Reading.com about, it was after Charlie Sheen had been in the papers and the TV and everything for a week straight, and I talked about the Marines out of 3-5 that had 25 Marines killed since October. You know, you never get to hear about that, and you never see that. I see it on the local news. Oh gosh, Charlie Sheen's doing this and all that, and it's the fact is unless it's I guess in front of somebody, they're not going to be thinking about it.
Well, and that's the thing. It's complacency in our American population. Right now, the population is very busy trying to deal with our economical issues going on. They're just trying to survive sometimes from day to day economically. And it's really easy to lose sight of what's going on around. We would still not have what we have today as far as our freedoms and our privileges and our capabilities if it wasn't for the men and women that are out standing on the line day and night, 24/7, protecting us for our country to have what we have right now.
I agree.
And that's what this museum is about, is to bring that to the forefront, to the knowledge of everybody who walks through the door. And when they walk away, why don't we give all the kids a homework assignment when they leave? And they all go, oh, man, we have to do homework. I say, yeah, you got to do homework. And so the homework assignment is that when they go out in the public and they go back to their homes and their families, they have to find a veteran, and they have to shake their hand or give them a hug and say, thank you for the freedoms we have today. And so every kid that comes through, that's their homework assignment. And so what it does is it gives us such a great opportunity to involve our young kids right now, right back into our veterans community, so that the veterans that we do have in our hometown or across the nation, wherever these kids go, brings a little bit of awareness to them. Say, hey, thank you for what I have, because up until now I really didn't realize that you're the one that gave it to me.
And we honor our veterans once again, not only through the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, but a fundraiser that's coming up on April 2nd. We encourage our listeners, as well as, you know, we want to be so involved in the Boondocker Ball.
Absolutely.
And we've got to take a break, and when we come back, we want to talk about what is the Boondocker Ball. And you've got to help us with a little bit of a visual here. I know that Carl 2 years ago was General Patton, and we've got a comedian and wonderful entertainment and USO. It is a step back in time, the Straight Ahead Big Band, and we're going to tell you more about that when we come back with our guest, Rob Burrows.
Great, thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm Casey. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 8:23 in the morning, March the 7th, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Lumberjacks. Can you believe that you can get dinners at Lumberjacks for just $9.99? That includes your choice of soup and salad, and a loaf of their homemade dinner bread. And it's, you know, it's not something like, okay, a hamburger. No, no, it's like baby back ribs, New York steak, shrimp, Salisbury steak. These are things. Six dinners for $9.99 at Lumberjacks, 501 East Cypress, a local business. The people there are extremely friendly, and they give you copious amounts of food on your plate. As you know, if you ever go there for breakfast or any other special breakfast, but local people that own it, they've done a great job, and they give out great value for your money. Our guest today is Senior Chief Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Good morning.
See how easy that is once we write it down?
Oh, we're talking about the Boondocker Ball, which we promised that we really would love to encourage everyone on April 2nd. Let's talk about the event. And what is the Boondocker Ball? Just give us, for people who don't know, have never been, what is it?
Okay, well, the name Boondocker comes from a combat boot. The original World War II boots were called Boondockers. And the Navy Boondockers were halfway up. They were in a full boot. And the Seabees would wear the Boondocker boots. They'd come back in from a field exercise or whatever else. And when they came in, they would, after being out in the field for weeks or whatever else, they'd come back and they'd have a USO party. And that USO party was called a Boondocker Ball. We've picked up on that heritage. And what we've done is we've gone ahead and we've brought that back to what we're using right now for the museum. And so that's what we're promoting, our fundraiser that we have every year. Our primary fundraiser is the 1940s USO Boondocker Ball. It's a dinner dance event. We'll have dance contests. We'll have costume contests. The whole idea is for people to be able to come support the museum, have a great evening. We'll have a 19-piece orchestra with the Straight Ahead Big Band. This year we're going to have it in the Reading Jet Center, the large hangar out at the Reading Airport, because obviously our home is going to be at the Reading Airport, so we want people to be thinking Reading Airport when they think of the Veterans Museum. And we'll have
you fill up quick there. There's only spots for like 400 people, and you keep filling up each year, which is why you have to keep getting bigger places.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you know, we've gone there, and it's a great time. People dress up, you know, like in the 40s, and their sailors' costumes, and they're, you know, and they're dancing. I think when you're there, you got me to dress up like General Patton.
Right. Rosie the Riveter, and the ladies just love to dress up.
And the but it's a great time, and it's going to be April 2nd.
April 2nd.
Okay, now
Saturday evening.
Okay, what time, and how do people get tickets? And
okay, it'll be Saturday evening, April the 2nd. It'll be at the Reading Airport. They can get tickets at three locations. It'll be, at Tobacco and Brew, Jones Fort, and at the Veterans Museum itself. They're at 3711 Meadowview Drive at the Reading Airport.
Okay.
And the phone number for contact is the museum phone number, and that is 378-2280.
378-2280. Great. Okay, this is the third one?
This is our third annual, yes.
Third annual, yes. That's great. We like that. And, you know, you can buy tables. I think you need to talk about that. You can sponsor tables.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes. The tables are the higher-end tables. They're only $400. And if you look at a lot of the different organizations, some of them are very expensive, but ours are $400. The ticket sales are $35 for general seating, $55 for the nicer seating, which includes wines and chocolates and things like that. And then also, if you want to buy a table for eight people, it's $400. and that actually gives you a $5 discount off the $55 price for those tickets.
Okay.
And that's what we're encouraging businesses to do and organizations to sponsor their groups and be able to bring them in and be able to do it just like you know, a local business supporting their family.
Okay, my friends, now listen, we're going to buy a table there. We're going to sponsor a table, and we're going to give away every one of those tickets to our listeners.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And
thank
you. And so we're going to, so that you'll be able to go see this ball, and you'll be able to enjoy yourself and dance and whoop it up and just have a great time. And it's going to be with KCNR and Free Fire Radio.
Starts at 5:30 in the evening. That's when the happy hour starts, with pre-dancing, and then 6:30 the evening starts itself. And we'll start off with our dinner. We are going to have some kids there from the Pacheco School that they just did a program called Don't Say No to the USO. They had their program Friday and Saturday this last weekend, and they did a fantastic job down there in the Anderson Theater. And they will be doing a couple numbers for us. So we'll have about 40, 50 kids involved in that. And every year since the time you were there, we've had different kids from the community come in and do patriotic songs like that during the dinner time frame. So it's really an opportunity for us to get the kids involved. That's the Heritage Center part of the museum, is being able to teach our youth in our community and to keep them aware of, again, why we have what we have today as Americans, because of the men and women who stepped up to the plate.
Where can people buy tickets?
Again, people can buy tickets at the museum itself, out at the Reading Airport. They can buy them at Tobacco and Brew, and they can buy them at Jones Fort.
Excellent.
And the phone number for that, again, is 378-2280.
April 2nd, mark your calendar. It's a fabulous night. And, of course, the funds are going to the NorCal Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. We need to support the museum and its growth. And we're going to have to take a break here in just a quick moment. But the Boondocker Ball is a lot of fun. We see people come out and dance, those serious swing dancers.
Absolutely, they're great.
Really rip it up and tear a rug. It's fun to watch people in costume. It's a great time to you know, go into your mom's closet or your dad's closet or your grandfather's closet. You know, wear a piece.
Go into Bob's closet.
Go, you know, if you've got like their hat or something that they actually wore in the service, it's a fabulous time to really honor that era, as well as, of course, our continuing brothers and sisters and family members that are serving our country.
Great
Very
music.
Patriotic night, as
great
we
music.
Said. And we've got to take a break here. Our guest has been Rob Burrows here on KCNR 1460. We're taking your emails and texts, and also our chat room is open.
There's other questions here, too, and they were talking about, what do you know what a flying banana is?
Do I know what a flying banana is? I don't know what a flying
banana
is.
That's one of those old Vietnam-era helicopters.
Okay.
They look like
Sikorsky with the double ender.
Yeah.
And why were
the
Hueys flying over? Somebody was saying the Vietnam Hueys were flying over recently.
The Blackhawks. No, the Blackhawks, because they're keeping track of
everybody. I can tell you why afterwards.
Okay. All right. Hey, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 and Carl and Linda Bott, the home of Free Fire Media. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming and chatting, and everybody's on here just talking about a plethora of things in the chat room. It's 8:35 in the morning, and it's March the 7th, 48 degrees. I think it's going to be a decent day for a little while, and then it's going to start raining and stay that way. Our guest, Senior Chief Rob Burrows. From Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Hey, Rob, how many, we were talking about it at the break, how many exhibits do y'all have? Or how many, I don't know if that's the right, it's not exhibits, but how many items do you have that are available that have been given to you?
Well, I have my personal collection that we started out with, and now we've been adding to that collection by our local veterans and families who are donating their items for their family members. We start off with probably about 8,000, 10,000 items, and we are now, if you look at all of the different smaller items that we've received, documentation and personal belongings and different things along that line, we're probably somewhere upward to about 16,000 to 18,000 pieces now. And so it gives us a great opportunity to be able to expand our exhibits and be able to get ready to honor these folks by showing and displaying these different items in the next set of displays and exhibits that we're going to be putting out.
Okay, great. You've got, I think you've got, what, you've got, the latest one is a weasel?
1944 Weasel. It's got a Studebaker Flat 6 in it, and it's an Amtrak-type track vehicle, amphibious. And so we're going to be doing, starting to do our repair on it and getting it ready to go for display.
So any chance of us ever crossing the sack on it?
Well, I'll tell you, it runs, but I don't know that I'd want to put that much trust in it.
You also got a 1919 Studebaker emblem.
1917 World War One, and we'll be having it on display probably by the first week in April.
Okay, what about these Hueys, Bob? What was happening there? I mean, we've had a question in on the chat room.
Well, these may not have been attached to that particular unit, but each year about this time, you'll start seeing a lot of Air National Guard helicopters come up to our area, and what they're doing is they are practicing for fire season when the available assets from the California Department of Forestry, CAL FIRE, are stretched to the limit, and they run out of private contractors, then they bring in the Air National Guard to operate the big dump buckets. And it's one of those things, you hope you don't need them, but they have to train these pilots in handling 500 gallons of water slung underneath their load. Now, as I was just pointing out, these may not have been those particular helicopters, but you will see a significant amount of military traffic, and it's possible that the C-130s with the water dumping capability will be making an appearance later this spring. And again, they're practicing for fire season.
Yeah, but that's not what was up here, was it, Rob? We saw them. They're black helos.
Yeah, well, all of our helicopters are dark in color now.
Yeah, I know. They're Blackhawks. I was just, you know, I just wanted to get the chat room going. You could just hear them all intake a breath. And then they have flares on them, right?
They did have flare on them.
Yeah, it's a forward-looking infrared radar for those people that are out there that you can have those Blackhawks circling around, and you run, but you can't hide.
Well, and just about almost all of our aviation technology has that on it now, so it's not like one is any different than the other with today's technology.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just as we go forward. You know, the judge, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal, the Ninth Circuit Court was here. The judge was here speaking, and I saw where he says it's funny. He says nobody's been saying anything about it, but Sprint, I think he said Sprint, had given out the locations of people. They just pinged them and had given out locations of thousands of people to the government where they were. And nobody said anything about it. And I find that just a little disconcerting. That, you know, first of all, the fact is that it is true. And one of the things that the military put out as a warning was that when you take the photos on your camera, it does an ID tag. It says where you're at. And they can follow somebody around. And it's, okay, they took a picture here and a picture here, and gosh, they were here and here and here. And they told people to turn off those ID tags, which you can do. I don't know.
Did not know that.
Well, see, you know, it's those things that our chat room just fills us up to our brim with this new information. What other great? I know you've got a lot of weapons that people have donated to y'all.
Actually, we haven't really gotten a lot of weapons.
I thought I saw you had M1s and things from.
Well, what we do have is we have the World War II training items, which is the M1 Grand, the mm-hmm. M130 carbine, and the 1917 Browning automatic machine gun that we have on display, and they're double size. And so the kids just love those. They come in, they see these gigantic rifles on the wall, and they think, how in the world did anybody carry those? And then we explain to them that they're training aids, double size of what the actual rifle was. And so they're just a great conversation piece. People love to look at them. They're all half cut, so you can look down through the middle of them and see how the actions work properly on the inside of them and how they operate. And it's just, once again, it's just a great opportunity for people to be able to look back into our history and see what there is.
And you're expanding the museum now.
We're preparing to expand it to another additional 3,000 square feet, and we will be having a full set of displays. So everything is going to change again. Anybody who's been in within the next 30 to 40 days, it will have completely changed from what they saw before.
That's great. Well,
who owns that that Korean era Jeep with the cool water cooled machine gun and all that?
That is Jack Kilpatrick.
That is a great restoration.
Jack has been working with us. When we have the kids come out, he brings the Jeep out and he has it out in front of the museum. The kids get to look at it before they come into the museum, and he talks about his story about when he served during Korea with the Army there. Jack's another great local veteran, and he's doing his part to help educate, because once again, these veterans see that our kids are not being taught about our American history in the same manner that we were when we were younger. And so if we don't step up and make a difference and help portray this to our public, nobody will, and it's just going to the wayside.
That's the beautiful thing about when people go to Hawaii and they take a family vacation and they go over to the Pearl Harbor Memorial, people are just, they're bowled over with the feeling and the integrity of that memorial. And so we're trying to portray the same thing here as far as hands-on and experience. Of course, it's not Pearl Harbor, but, you know, as far as the people who have served the country and how we need to, we need to take our time to take our kids, to take our families to the museum here locally. And it's a wonderful thing what you're doing, Rob.
Well, one of the things, if you notice, all of our Americans that come from the East Coast, they had American heritage right there in their backyards between the Revolutionary War, the beginning of the nation, the Civil War, and so on. We don't have anything like that in California on the West Coast. We don't have any of our American military history on the West Coast.
Well, it's, so, unless you go to a base,
well,
but you don't have anything up here, up in the north.
But what I mean, any type of fighting or anything like
right.
that where the families, the our generations were completely involved, other than the gold mining and things along that line.
Okay.
And so this gives us an opportunity to portray on the West Coast a whole totally different concept and idea. And right now, because we're between Seattle and Los Angeles, we're a key focal point for people to stop and spend their time and their money and their energy right here in the Redding community. And so as we move forward, we will be creating more jobs. We'll be creating greater opportunity for people to stop, to spend their money, to use the hotels and the restaurants. And we will become another icon on the West Coast in the Redding area for the Redding community.
Great. Okay, we've got to take a break here. Carl Lindabad, our guest, Senior Chief Rob Burrows, who heads up he organized, he began it, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
This is an important message from Harrison's Marine and RV Center. Harrison's Marine and RV is having their 6th annual in-house boat, sport, and RV show this weekend. Harrison's Marine and RV is one of the largest boat and RV dealers in Northern California, which means there's no reason to go to the boat and RV show. Harrison's Marine and RV has numerous 2011 models in stock and more on the way. Harrison's Marine and RV carries a large selection of used, non-current, and repo boats and RVs starting at $59.95, with discounts up to $15,000. Brands like Premier Pontoons, Malibu, Crestliner, and Sea Ray. Travel trailers, toy haulers, and fifth wheels from Wildcat, Sandstorm, and Four Winds. It's Harrison's Marine and RV Center's in-house boat, sport, and RV show this weekend, with financing specials starting at 5.99 OAC. The lakes are filling up fast, so it's going to be a great season of camping and boating. So get your best deal on a boat or RV now at Harrison's Marine and RV Center, I-5 and Oasis.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at West Coast Sustainables.
It's back by popular demand. North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion. The feedback was so positive in 2010, we brought it back, and you could join our family of $500 winners in 2011. Wouldn't an extra $500 come in handy? Just use your North Valley Bank debit card when making your purchases, and you're automatically entered into our weekly drawings for $500. Check out the photo gallery of all our winners on our website, NOVB.com. You could be one of them. Don't have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. Stop by one of our convenient locations to open a new checking account and order a card today. You could be the next happy recipient of a $500 check on our weekly Friday celebrations. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Make it your card of choice when you're shopping. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be 18 to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 31st, 2011.
KCNR 1460. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on, again, KCNR. We love it that you guys are chatting with us and interacting with us, and we try to keep you abreast. It's currently 50 degrees and a lovely day out. We have a chance of showers, but right now it's sunshiny, and we can see it through the windows here. Fabulous on Market Street. We always like taking your emails and come into the chat room, tell us what's on your mind. At this point, we are in the flow of talking about everything that's happening on with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center with Rob Burrows, and we're talking about the Boondocker Ball. Let's talk about the museum and the hours. Where are you? We know where you are. We know where you are, but tell our listeners where you are and what the hours are.
Well, we're located right out at the southern, the southwest corner of the Redding Municipal Airport off of Airport Road and Meadowview. If you know where PG&E is on Meadowview there, instead of making a right to go to PG&E, you make a left and you go toward the end of the runway. We're the first building there on the right, 3711 Meadowview. Big sign out there on the building is where the American flags are. We have several American flags flying around right outside
on
there.
On the way to Kent's Meats.
Well, if you keep on going, if you hit Kent's Meats, you've gone
too far.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Isn't there like a go-kart track somewhere around there, too? Or is that a different spot?
No, in the back. In the back, there's a model go-kart place.
Okay, because there's also a sign. There. Yeah, there's also a sign. You can be looking at that, too.
Well, what we tell people is the old 7-Up plant or the Salvation Army is located right next to us.
Okay.
And so we've got a nice facility there. It doesn't look a lot from the outside because it's a type of warehouse, but when you walk inside,
beautiful.
That's a world of difference.
You know, it's like walking in on the quarter deck of a ship. It is, and that's what it's supposed to look
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
You know, with that type of flooring, that linoleum or whatever that stuff is, they all look alike. You walk in there and you kind of go, hey, how about a cup of coffee, Chief?
Yeah, there you go.
How about getting out of my mess, Lieutenant? Oh, okay.
You've been there, done that, huh, Carl?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, once you've been aboard ship, you're never going to forget it. I mean, you know, everybody, you know, it's kind of like right here. You walk in here and you put, you know, something that's got liquid in it on that table. It's got a top on it. Because the last thing we want is to have somebody accidentally knock their coffee over and it goes down into the microphone pit, which that cup of coffee just became.
Or it is, or my computer, or yeah.
Yeah, anything like that. So it's the same thing on a ship. Everything's got a top on it.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want people spilling their drinks on the deck that they're constantly waxing. Yeah.
Yes, we're constantly cleaning that floor. And now I want to talk a little bit about our staff. You know, our staff works very, very hard out there. It's not just me in this program. We have a group of volunteers and our regular staff that work with us. Debbie Johnson, Christine Sullivan, my wife Diane Burrows, Hank White, Emery. We have just a Boatwright. We just have a fantastic group of volunteers that come out and they work with us on a regular basis, daily, sometimes weekly, throughout the month. And you know, no man is an island. And I sometimes get into the mode where I do a lot of stuff by myself, especially late at night, because as the ideas come, I just keep working on them. But these folks keep coming in and they support us. They've just helped us become part of our backbone for making this happen. And I can't let the program go without saying thank you to our volunteers and to these individuals to step up and help us on a regular basis.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's true. You can't do it all by yourself.
No, not at
and
all.
I know Christine's out there and just everybody. I mean,
Christine's our historian,
right.
and she does our archiving for us, and she's been doing a great job with that. And so just like want to offer accolades to our staff.
Yeah, they've been great. Well, all of you have. I mean, this is something that you started from scratch. I don't think people understand just how tough this is. But it's also because it's a nonprofit that, you know, anything you donate to it, you can, or almost everything, I guess, you can take off your taxes.
You can. You can submit it to your accountant,
that's
and
right.
He'll let you know how you can use it.
Yeah, it may be a percentage, maybe all of it. I'm not sure.
Not that that should be the motivating factor.
But
it helps.
But it does.
In these times.
Because then at least you can take it off your, you know, you can take at least a portion of it
sure.
off your taxes because you're trying to do the right thing. So it's you know, it is the right thing to do.
So you want to be listening because as we get up to April 2nd, Carl and I are going to be giving tickets away to sit at the KCNR table for the Boondocker Ball. Of course, you want to be there. It is really make a memory and be able to help. And we're going to give tickets away for free. So you'll be able to come on in with compliments of the KCNR team here supporting our veterans. And while you're there, you want to make sure that you bid on some silent auction items and dance up a storm. And we will be talking about that as the event comes up. And we'll be giving tickets away here next week.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, we can start next week, but we want to take it all the way up to the... well, gosh, it's going to be here soon.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
There you go, honey.
Boom shakalaka.
Okay, now tell us one more time where they can get the tickets.
The tickets can be purchased at Jones Fort Tobacco and Brew or at the museum site itself at 3711 Meadowview Drive. The phone number is 378-2280. And one of the things I want to remind you is we are completely supported by our nonprofit donations. We are not supported by the city, the county, the state, the feds. There's no money coming in from any of those entities. Our doors are open because the people walking through the doors help support us financially. And so it's really important for folks to know that when they come to the museum, that they, what they're seeing is it's all private industry. I mean, it's people pouring out their hearts and labor of love to make this happen.
You're not getting any breaks from the city. You're not getting any of those stuff. This is completely supported by the community on donations, none of your tax dollars.
That's correct.
Nothing is going there for that. And that is very refreshing also. Okay,
it's a lot of hard work, too.
Hey, Rob, it's always good seeing
Thanks
you.
Thanks for being on the show, Rob.
I've been seeing Rob off and on since Fallujah, Iraq,
From that
always
place.
Good seeing you. We need to see you more.
Thank you very much. Well, we're in the holds working on the engines all the time, making this thing go.
We might just kind of wander on out there and say hello or something like that.
Yeah, please. I mean, we invite anybody and everybody to come out and see us and see what we're doing for our community.
Okay, and we're going to be we'll talk about it one more time before we kick this thing off. All right, thank you so much, there, Rob, for coming
You're
in
welcome.
Today.
Great privilege.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. We're going to take a quick break here and come up and talk about the rest of this week.
Back, back down. You can stand me up at the gates of
Welcome
hell.
Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Meeting. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It's our last few minutes here on today, 8:56 in the morning on March the 7th. It's 50 degrees out there, and it looks like, that bounced from 41 to 50. Which one are we sure of? 50? I think we're sure.
It's come up 50. To about 50 degrees.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's going to be raining tonight, be raining other times this a week. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo's Vineyards, and it's a great restaurant, a great place. Rick Hill's going to be up there Friday. Rick is just a fabulous guitar player, fabulous, and he puts on a great show up in Anselmo's, and you're going to probably need to get reservations for it. So what's that number there, honey?
474-5546.
474-5546.
We have so many wonderful things going on in the North State. Like I said, you got the Boondocker Ball, and I think it's hard because as we open our calendars, there's conflicts with things that you want to attend. And
Festa Italiana is this weekend.
Saturday
on
night.
On the 12th.
We're going to be there.
Yeah.
We'll be sitting. They're so wonderful in how they do honor the veterans. And tomorrow, Lou and Kathleen will be here to tell you about that event.
Okay. Also at 8 o'clock, we have Leah Tate. Dr. Tate's going to be here. We'll be talking about not just the charter cities, but she is head of that committee, but also she also does a lot of work at the clinic as her prime job there at the Veterans Clinic. We'll be talking about some post-traumatic stress questions. Thursday, Chief Peter Hansen. We're going to have Shasta College there. Wade Riggs is coming in on the 11th. The other things are going on is here's one to put down, and please remember this is on the 19th of March. It will be the chapel dedication at Idigo, and that's a very very important thing. Also, been talked to some of our political representatives down in Sacramento. One of the things they said was that they talked about the veterans home. And there were some things floating around about, is that going to be put on hold for 6 months or longer? So one of the things we're going to, bad Bob. That's one of the things we're going to be checking on this week. We're going to be talking about it. Plus the budget. The budget hearings are going to be going on this week, so we're going to get a surprise call from somebody here that should be able to talk about it Thursday morning. So we'll have that. It's a there's a lot of stuff going on this week. There's a lot of things happening. Things are going on in the world. A lot of things happening right here in the North State. A lot of things happening in Sacramento. So we're going to try and stay on top of all that.
We always love you coming into our chat room as well, and we really appreciate you guys coming here on Monday. You can feel the change, and spring is in the air, like I said, with lots of events going on. So you know, we will be posting here pretty soon about the music event. That's the nights that are booked up at Anselmo, so many other events. You know, if you're doing a Saturday night here, then you want to do a Friday night there. You know how
Colloquial Nights is on its way.
Yeah, and they'll be doing a card show, a shine out there as well, and we're going to be involved with that whole thing up at Anselmo's, as well as what's going on in town here. And, gosh.
There's a lot of things
going
on.
Well, you know it. It's the Squirrel Wars are coming.
That's right. Squirrel Wars, and we'll talk about that. Hey, hey, thanks a lot, Bad Bob. We're glad that you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.